Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, what's happening to you? Welcome in to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. Mark Walters stepping aside from the microphone for a couple of days today and tomorrow. And yours truly, Andy Hoosier, hailing out of Wichita, Kansas, from the Big Talker KQAM right out here in Wichita, is able to chime in and jump in with you for a couple of days. It's always great to be with you. It's always great to be able to come on the show. Again, I thank Mark Walters for having the opportunity to actually jump on here and be able to visit with you a little bit, because we have some fun, don't we? I always enjoy being able to talk a little bit guns. When I do the morning show here on KQAM, we talk about the plethora of statewide issues, national issues, and everything, but never do we get to really have the specific hour-long discussion of guns, except, of course, when Mark Walters joins me on my morning local show here in Wichita. But nonetheless, welcome into the show. It's great to have you along. Great to be with you. And it's a crazy time. It's a crazy time, but first off, we do have to give our respects and thoughts and prayers go out to some Armed American Radio family members, which is the reason that Mark Walters had to step aside for a couple of days, and he can give you all the details on what's going on there. All we can say is that the reason he's out was due to some emergencies with some of the family members of the great Armed American Radio family, and he had to go attend to some business. So thoughts and prayers go out to them, along with, of course, as you've heard throughout the day today, Alan Combs passing away today, and our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family as well. Even though we may not have agreed politically, and I never met the guy, I've seen him on TV many a times with Hannity and Combs and with his own TV shows and with his own radio show and him being a guest on different TV outlets. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family as well. We may not have agreed politically, but at least we got to give the guy credit for at least standing up and engaging on the right, because there's so many other individuals that we won't mention on here that refuse to do so because they think they know what's going on. They have to create their own little safe space. They have to engage in their own individuals just to reinforce their own ideology, because if someone actually opens up that Pandora's box of an actual real world scenario, they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to take care of it. They don't know just how to deal with the real world. So what do? They go back behind their nice little limelight to the TV studio, and they banter about whatever else makes them feel happy. And that's essentially what they do. Sean's with us as well. Producer Sean, what's going on, my man?
I'm doing all right. How about you, my friend?
Hey, we're just having more fun than we should be. I appreciate you doing this and hanging out with us and inviting me back onto the show, because we try to have fun, don't we?
Yes, we do, but you know what? I'm going to go to my safe space and grab a coloring book and a teddy bear.
Well, you know what? Then we can have, what did we call them last time? The skinny jeans? Yeah, the skinny jeans. That's right. That's right. We're going to bring that up again sometime this time with the nice little precious snowflakes on the college campuses. This weekend going on right now, by the way, is the Conservative Political Action Conference. Now, I have to say, if you need, and I highly encourage this, everybody needs to, you know how everybody has kind of the religious experience to where you just need, sometimes you need fuel in the tank.
Yes.
And I'm religious myself. You just need the fuel in the tank. You need to go somewhere and just get excited, to get boosted up, to just to feel better and just get empowered again for you to be able to continue on, because politics is draining. Politics is frustrating. Politics is exhausting. And if you don't refuel that tank every once in a while, you run on burnout and then you disengage. And when you disengage, no one is actually defending and fighting for the ideals that you have, because nobody else is going to unless you do it yourself. And you have to have that once in a while. And I tell you what, the Conservative Political Action Conference is that place for you. It's like Wednesday through Saturday. It started yesterday evening. It's today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And they have, what, 100, 150 different speakers, and it's amazing. And I'll tell you the story. I went 2 years in a row when I was in college at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. I was the chairman of the college Republicans back then, and what was it, 2008 and 2009, when we went to the CPAC convention in Washington, D.C. The first year, President George Bush was speaking, and I wanted to be able to see him. I wanted to get up in front. I was young. I was ambitious. I was excited. I wanted to go see him. Well, as college kids staying at a hotel in Washington, D.C., what did we do all night? We enjoyed adult beverages, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But we enjoyed the adult beverages until about 1 a.m. Well, George Bush was speaking at 8 a.m. the next morning, and I really wanted to see him. Not only did I want to see him, but I wanted to be very up close, up front, at the very front there, to be able to see him right there. Because how often are you going to be that close to a president, whether you like the guy or not, whether you agree with his policies or not, to be that close to a president speaking at a big conference. So after consuming adult beverages all night, and everybody else went to bed, went to sleep and everything. I decided, hey, my genius college mind here, because I'm really intelligent by going to a state university, I am going to jump in the shower, get my suit on, and I'm going to go wait right outside the conference room at this hotel where he's going to speak at so I can be right up front when this actually happens. And I did, and I went down there. There's about five people already in line, and this is about 1:30 in the morning. And I felt excited. I was ready to go, man. Well, it comes to find out I did need a nap. So what do? I lay down in the hallway and take a nap. I can't believe I'm saying this on a big talk show like this, but I took a nap in the hallway and I wake up and Secret Service for President Bush are hauling in security metal detectors and everything into the conference room. Here's the kicker. They didn't wake me up, and I'm sprawled out in the middle of the hallway, and instead of moving me or waking me up, they're just walking around me. My embarrassing story of the day that I just told on a syndicated talk show. Well done. I feel very embarrassed now. The second year, Rush Limbaugh was speaking, the one year I believe that he's actually gone to the Conservative Political Action Conference, and he was speaking on the Saturday, and he was the very last speaker of the entire event, and I wanted to see him too because, hey, how often do you get to be close to Rush Limbaugh, the man himself? So what do? He's speaking at like 4 or 5 o'clock that afternoon, Saturday, to wrap up the whole thing. I get down to that specific conference room, and my genius plan is to say, I'm going to get there at 7 a.m. I'm going to sit in that conference room and sit through all the other speakers, even though there's awesome speakers in other conference rooms that day. I'm going to sit in this one all day long and reserve my seat so that way no one can steal it, and I'm going to go and watch Rush Limbaugh, and I'll be right up front. Well, I did, and I'm about halfway back, and it was kind of fun, and it was exciting and entertaining, but I didn't get to get up to go get to anything to eat. I didn't get to go to the bathroom. I didn't get any water. I had nothing from 7 a.m. to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then when he finally gets up, I mean, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm hungry, I'm grumpy, I'm whatever, and instead of doing his 20-minute speech, he speaks for what was like an hour and a half, which was amazing, and it was totally worth it. The stupid things that you actually do in your college days. The reason I bring all that up is because the Conservative Political Action Conference is this weekend. It's happening right now, and they have some wonderful, wonderful speakers, from President Trump himself to Vice President Mike Pence to his entire staff with Reince Priebus and with Kellyanne Conway to many of his secretaries like Betsy DeVos, and the list goes on, and it's phenomenal. But one of them stuck out today, and I have, and Sean, maybe you can explain this to me because I have no idea how this guy actually got onto the roster here. He's on a panel discussion that's actually speaking today on free trade, fair trade, or phony trade, talking about trade deals internationally. And the man that's on this panel discussion is the left-wing TV and radio host Ed Schultz. How in the world did Ed Schultz get onto the speaking list of a panel discussion for the Conservative Political Action Conference? I don't know if they're using him as the laughingstock and as the comic relief. I don't know if he doesn't care about politics one side or another, and he's trying to pander to the right now because that's who's in power and in charge, and he wants to fit in with the club. But he said, if it's the same Ed Schultz I'm thinking of here that was on MSNBC, that has his own nationally syndicated talk show on the radio, this guy is about just as left-wing progressive as a Bernie Sanders, Van Jones, Barack Obama. And he's speaking at a conservative convention here. It boggles the mind. Sean, do you have any explanation for this? I don't know. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. Ed Schultz speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference. So, nonetheless, if you do get a chance to go to it one of these days, I highly encourage you to go see it. Go to the convention. You get to meet and greet. You get to buy their books. You get to take pictures. You get to get their books signed. You get some really cool gizmos and gadgets and get to meet a lot of the organizations and see a lot of the speeches. Just refuel when it comes to your political tank because it does run out dry. Nowadays, we get to feel a little bit better on the national stage. At the statewide levels, I feel bad for some states. I feel really happy for some states. And I think that we got some movement going on in some, but it's always good just to get that hoorah-rah and see some of the really cool people that you follow on the national stage and actually get to see them in person as they try and rally you and get you excited. Because I say this all the time on my local show, and it fits appropriately on a syndicated show as well, is that only you in your individual community, only you, when it comes to what you do in your community, Only you can change the things, whether it's your county commission, whether it's your city council, whether it's your state politics, or whether it's your elected representatives that are representing you at the federal level. Only you can change that. And that's by the phone calls. That's by the emails. That's by the social media. That's by you creating organizations. That's by you creating PACs. That's by you holding rallies. You get to change that. And all you're going to do it. And when you run out and you run dry and you turn your back and you say, I can't do it anymore, it's too frustrating and I'm losing this battle, that is when no one is going to fight the fight for you. And that is exactly when we lose. That's why the Republican Party for the longest time has run out conservatives and libertarians. Why? Because we didn't have the voice fighting for us because we got too frustrated. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to defendthem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit defendthem.com before it's too late. Again, that's defendthem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. Defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back into it, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. It's a pleasure to be along with you. Mark Walters stepping aside from the microphone for a couple of days. Andy Hoosier from the heartland of America in Wichita, Kansas. I host the morning show right here on the Big Talker, both AM and FM frequencies, KQAM here in Wichita. You can find Mark, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MidAmerica. Reason, as the show that I host is called, The Voice of Reason. Why? Because that's what I am. At least that's what some people say, and some people laugh at that. Let's get into some of the guns today, shall we? And some of the gun legislation. As you know, President Barack Obama, which I'm glad we're gone and he's out of there, and now we have an administration that's actually promoting the Second Amendment and promoting the right to keep and bear arms on all levels, and we're trying to deregulate some of the regulations at the federal level when it comes to the Second Amendment. One of the pieces that President Barack Obama had administered when he was in office was about mental illness and doing additional vetting and background checks for people with mental illness. And it was the duty of the doctor. You remember this? The duty of the doctor in order to decide whether you are capable of handling a firearm or not. And they had to document your mental illnesses, quote unquote, to see whether you were capable of being able to purchase a firearm, have a concealed carry permit, and so on and so forth. Well, the vote in the Senate actually tried to reverse that and repeal that. And it did go through the Senate 57-43 vote. However, as you know, the Democrats who are so anti-gun legislation, which I fail to remember, I fail to see when there was a piece in the Second Amendment, a clause within the Second Amendment that said you're not allowed to own a firearm if you've had tendencies in the past of depression, if you've had tendencies in the past of anxiety. And that's what it was intended for. If people aren't in the right mind, state of mind, then you wouldn't be able to own a purchase and firearm. And some people could say, well, that's reasonable. I can see that, right? Is that up to the community? Well, probably it's up to the community to see what threshold they want to have here. But when you allow the government to regulate, mandate, and dictate something like that, what's going to happen? Well, just as it happens like every other time, is once you allow them to have that kind of control, then they abuse that power and control, do they not? All power corrupts, absolutely. And remember that nice little phrase? Yeah, that's what happens. And it goes from, well, okay, someone who's mentally unstable, who's been in mental hospitals and not allowed to own firearms, oh, okay, to, well, you know, you took some depressants a couple of years ago, and you had to go through some therapy, and we don't know if you're healthy or not again, so I don't know if you can own a firearm. To saying, yeah, I can kind of see it, okay. To, well, you know, you really made a Facebook and a social media post a couple of months ago that seemed kind of down and depressing, and I don't know if you're in the right state of mind, so we really need to know how many firearms you have in your home, if you're going to plan on purchasing any more firearms for your home, and we really got to talk about this. And it really gets abused. And the laws just expand a little by little by little by little over time. You don't notice it right away. And every time they mention it, it sounds good, right? Oh, we're keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally unstable. That sounds nice. And that's what they try and play it off on. But as you know, the progressive mindset, the liberal mindset, always abuses and uses that system for more power and control until pretty soon, if you live a different lifestyle than what they want you to do to the T, you're not going to be able to own and purchase a firearm. And that's just the way the government works, whether you like it or not. That's the true fact of how people actually control you when they have the ability to control and manipulate you. Well, they did the vote 57-43 to repeal the rule set by the Obama administration that requires federal agencies to provide mental health information from disability insurance recipients for gun background checks. As the chart shows, and they show the nice little chart here, that out of everybody that voted, every single naysayer to try and shoot down this bill for the repeal were, of course, Democrats. Four Democrats, and hat tip to those guys, actually voted for the bill to repeal it, recognizing and realizing the absurdity of a bill like this. But every single, not a single Republican. And you talk about gun rights being a party line thing. You hear the progressives and the Democrats attacking the NRA and every other special interest group that advocates and protects the Second Amendment and gun ownership and individuals with guns. You hear them cry, well, they're not bipartisan. Why would they be bipartisan, if the Democrats are the ones that continuously advocate for gun restrictions, gun bans, and controlling the gun owners? Why would any special interests like that want to advocate and say, yeah, we're bipartisan, when we have one Democrat and the rest of the Democrats hate our guts and call us the worst enemy of the United States, as Hillary Clinton did during the debate stage, as Bernie Sanders has tried to mention when he backtracked from his gun record in Vermont because he actually said that he agreed with using guns to be able to hunt and allowed people to actually own firearms, which did not go over well with the Democrat platform. Remember, there is a platform of the party, which is why I always advocate for party over person when it comes to a general election, because the primary is where you get to actually set the platform. The general election is where you actually get to advocate for the loudest voice in the room, which is the largest party, which has the money, which has the special interests, which has the voice. And they didn't like that very much when Bernie Sanders went against the grain when it came to that. So after the bottom of the hour here, it's funny because along with this bill, came the court decision about not being able to own a military-style rifle, according to the Federal Appeals Court. Not owning a military-style rifle. Why? Well, the argument is sound, apparently, of the fact that all the mass shootings happen with assault rifles and military-style-looking rifles. It doesn't matter if it's an actual military rifle. It doesn't matter what kind of bullets it fires or how many rounds of ammo it can hold in the chamber of the magazine. It doesn't matter. Why? Because it's all about being able to control it because it looks scary. It looks terrible. And if we actually advocate for something of a military-style rifle, then we're just going to have a bunch of crazy anarchists and a bunch of state militias walking around with military-styled rifles, and they're going to overthrow the government. And what are we ever going to do? And that's their arguments. That's the scare politics that they play. Look, politics, the entire world of politics, whether it's guns, whether it's campaigns, whether it's budget debates, whether it's social issues, politics is nothing but presentation. It's nothing but public relations. It's nothing about PR and presenting it to the general public. And regardless of how many people understand what an assault rifle actually is, because it actually can't assault somebody, the person assaults it, somebody using the rifle, but it doesn't matter. You label it as an assault rifle. You label it as a terrible, horrible thing. You label it as a military-style rifle where only the military uses it. So if you actually buy it yourself as a private individual, then apparently you're going to be joining the military, whether it's going to be the Army, the Navy, or whether you're joining a militia, or whether you're just going to be a rogue anarchist that's going to start your own militia and your own little army. Whatever it is, if you do a military-style rifle, then you must be a horrible individual with bad intentions on your mind, right? Other than the fact that you just want it because it's cool, other than you want it because you actually get to defend your family with it, other than the fact that you actually get to hunt certain animals with it on occasion, you actually get those abilities, and it has nothing to do with the military. But you label it as a military-style rifle. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about those evil, terrible military-style rifles and how we need to ban those and how we need to stop those. Guess what? It's not going to happen. You can try all you want. And we're going to appeal it to the Supreme Court. And guess what? If a Neil Gorsuch individual or someone like him gets into the Supreme Court, that's going to fill Antonin Scalia's seat, and we're able to get another one in the next couple of years, possibly, then you know what? It's not going to happen. You're fighting a lost cause. I know you're trying to chip away. I know you're desperate. And I know you're the nice little precious snowflake that's desperate to try and cling on to your safe space. It ain't going to happen. Good luck to you. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back into the program. Mark Walters taking a couple of days off here. Had an emergency with a family member of the Armed American Radio family. And all the condolences and thoughts and prayers go out to them. He'll have more details and be able to relay it on to you. He'll be back on Sunday live from his studio there in the Armed American Radio studios. And he'll be able to lay that down. But he will be back and live on Sunday. Andy Hoosier filling in here from Wichita, Kansas, hailing from the heartland of the country, literally right smack dab in the middle of it here. You can find Mark on armedamericanradio.org. You can find me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/MidAmericaReason, and you can like me on there, and you can follow me as we continue things as well. By the way, check out USCCAOnAir.com, education, training, and self-defense insurance for the responsible gun owners. If you do find yourself in that bad situation, guess what? You know what? You need to have that protection. You need to have the coverage. Just like anything else in life, accidents happen, things happen, and you need to have that protection so that way they don't use that as another excuse to try and ban you from being able to own a firearm. They got the 3 packages, silver, gold, and platinum, anywhere from $13 a month up to $30 a month. And very simple, very plain for you. It's very easy for you to be able to follow that along. Coverage up to $250,000, all the way up to $1 million with their platinum package. USCCA on air. And by the way, if you do register today with one of their packages, they are not giving away one, but giving away 2 firearms today. 2 Springfield Armory 1911 EMPs. Beautiful handguns. Oh, I wish I had one. If I wasn't doing this, I would totally do that myself today. Also, they're doing five grand prize winners coming up here. $40,000 value of a Pendleton Tac 75 gun safe. And it looks pretty, I tell you that. So there you go, USCCAOnAir.com. Check them out. Sign up for the package. Get registered to be able to win one of the two Springfield Armory 911 EMP firearms, handguns. Today, Sean, jump on here for a minute, because I know that Mark, every once in a while in the show, likes to give out, as you're wearing the firearm, as you're wearing a handgun, likes to give out a recipe on what to cook, what kind of meat and stuff to kind of cook while you're holding that firearm. And I think actually the two flow nicely together today, as you're holding a Springfield Armory 911 EMP. And you you actually have a recipe that you made yourself that would go very nicely with that handgun.
Yes, I did. It's called Old Fashioned Grilled Leg of Lamb. And the reason why I made this, and this is going to be a shocker for everybody, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about a month ago. Mm. And as everybody here on the show knows, I am a diehard foodie. So I've had to change a lot of things. And this is one of the recipes that I've made. It's real quick. It's real simple. You just have a half a cup of olive oil, teaspoon of sea salt, three minced garlic bulbs, a half a teaspoon of pepper, and I use different, like, Italian seasoning. I use about a teaspoon of it, and a half a cup of minced onions, and a 4 to 5 pound leg of lamb. What you do is you mix all the dry and wet ingredients together. You're going to make kind of a marinade. You can add lemon in that too if you want to kind of give the meat a little bit more tenderness. And you put all that together. Then you make sure that you make sure that you rub the meat down real good, and then you put it in the refrigerator for about I left it in there for about an hour, because when I grill, I like to, you know, enjoy the ambience. And so so what I ended up doing was, after that, I get my grill ready, I get it up to 425, and then I cook it. I put the meat on, I brush the rest of the marinade on, and I leave the meat on for about 30 minutes on both sides, get it nice and crispy. And, that's how I did it. And it's great. It's a great tasting meat.
Boy, I tell you what, I love lamb. Lamb and goat. A lot of people look at you funny and say, goat and lamb? Really? Are you kidding me? No, to me, it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
We have, my in-laws actually raise goats on occasion, and we get that goat meat, and you can make it tender. You can make anything out of it, from regular, like, tacos with the ground meat, to making steaks, to making, anything. And the lamb's the same way. And when you do it right, it tastes delicious. And now you made me hungry for lamb, because I don't even remember the last time I had lamb.
Yeah, it's one of the recipes that I made. And I'm working with a person that's a nutritionist, and he's going to help me get some of these recipes together. You know, that's what I'm trying to work on, and stuff like that. And because I find it's hard to kind of get things that taste good for diabetics. And so my mission right now is to get that done.
Absolutely. I can see it soon, the Sean cookbook, and you're going to have anything from lamb to burgers to salsa recipes that we've done before to everything under the sun in there, and it's going to be delicious.
Absolutely. Well, that is...
I'm getting the first copy.
You will. Andy, you will definitely get the first copy. Thank you so much.
I love it, man. And Sean, I appreciate that. Now I'm hungry for lamb, and I'm going to go home and do that tonight. It's going to be delicious. All right, let's get into this, shall we? The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals decided 10-4 that the Firearms Safety Act of 2013 concerning assault bans and assault weapon bans and military-style rifle bans does not violate the right to bear arms of the Second Amendment. To me, that's just the hypocritical statement number one right there. We're banning a certain type of gun, saying to the general public, you're not allowed to buy this certain firearm, and it's not violating the Second Amendment that says you have the right to keep and bear arms. I'm missing something here. Maybe it's that clause that Joe Biden talked about, saying that they can decide what guns you're allowed to buy and who's allowed to buy them. There's a clause in there somewhere in the Second Amendment. I'm still looking for it. I got my constitutional experts working on that one. Now, I know that Mark Walters is going to have a legal expert and some legal teams talking about this, and he's going to dive into this as well. But to me, I had to bring it up because it's fresh, it's happening right now, and it's absolutely sad and pathetic that we have to worry about this, that it's still a fight. Now, if it goes to the Supreme Court, as we mentioned before the bottom of the hour, I have very strong confidence that it will be overturned and that we can start deregulating a lot of these things. That is the positive note here. But isn't it frustrating in the time being The time being that we have innocent individuals who are trying to actually be able to own firearms, and they can't because someone's telling them that they're not good enough, that they don't have the right requirements, that they're buying a gun that the general population does not need to have. I have members of my family that even say that. That say, you know what, you really just don't need that. You should just have a shotgun and a long rifle to be able to go hunting, and that's it. You don't need semi-automatic rifles. You don't need automatic rifles. You don't need an AR-15. You don't need an assault weapon or a military style. Why do you need that? Why? Number one, because I can and I want one. And number two, because I have the right to do so. And number three, I have the right to protect myself. Remember, I know Mark reminds you this all the time, but the Second Amendment is not there just for you to protect yourself from hunting and shooting a deer or an elk or a rabbit or a pheasant or whatever else you hunt. That is part of it. But it's to protect yourself from enemies, whether it's an enemy of a someone trying to break into your home, whether it's someone trying to break into your car, whether it's someone trying to harm your family, or whether it's the government that imposes your will and tries to strip away your liberties and your rights. And I'm not advocating for that whatsoever right now. I'm saying that that was the sole purpose and intent of the Second Amendment. And you cannot sit there and tell me that just because we're in the 21st century nowadays and we're talking about globalized governments and we're talking about international governments and we're talking about all these different things, that the times have changed and that we're never going to have any type of overbearing tyrannical dictatorship ever again. Are you kidding me? We have that right to be able to keep and bear arms. I don't care what the gun looks like or how it operates. A gun is a gun is a gun is a gun, and you have the right to own it. Pure and simple. But that's not how it's working here. Maryland's gun ban also outlaws magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Judge Robert King reportedly referred to the banned rifles as weapons of war. The only reason you want to actually hold these weapons is because you're planning on war. Inside of the recent mass shootings in his ruling, put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to weapons of war. Both before and after Newton, similar to military-style rifles and detachable magazines have been used to perpetrate mass shootings in places and places whose names have become synonymous with the slaughters that occur there. Oh, really? That's what you're worried about. Well, it's going to be used for mass shootings. All the mass shootings, that's what they use. They use these military-style weapons. All they do is use these weapons of war because that's their sole intent and purpose, and therefore you should not have those because you can't be starting a war. Really? When we come back, we'll take a look at that, shall we? Let's take a look at the number of shootings that have been used by semi-auto and automatic weapons, shall we? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Andy Hoosier filling in here for Mark Walters. We'll be back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Mark Walters stepping aside from the microphone for a couple of days. Andy Hoosier filling in for him. It's a great honor to be with you. Great to have you along. I love being able to jump on here and chat with him. And as he comes on my local show here in Wichita a few times every couple of weeks, and I love being able to jump in with him. It's an honor to be able to have that privilege and him reaching out to me. Hey, you want to come on? Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll come on and talk about this. Why, baby? Because it's fun. And we get to advance conservatism, the Second Amendment, gun ownership on a daily basis. And it's a great time. So when it comes to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals saying that the Firearm Safety Act of 2013 does not violate the right to bear arms within the Second Amendment. Why? Well, because we're using weapons of war. Put simply, we have no power to extend the Second Amendment protection to weapons of war, both before and after Newton. Similar military-style rifles and detachable magazines have been used to perpetrate mass shootings in places whose names have become synonymous with the slaughters that have occurred there. That was according to Judge Robert King in his statement on there. Let's go back, shall we? Now, doing a little digging here, let's start off with one of the big ones. Let's talk about a place like Virginia Tech, if you remember that shooting. Used any type of assault rifle? No. Actually used two handguns. Used two different handguns and killed 32 people. Is that an assault rifle? Is that now an assault gun? Because all guns are assaults of, like, because they use it to assault things, whether it's animals or people or a target or whatever it is. You assaulted it, therefore it's an assault weapon. It's an assault thing. Not really, but okay. Nicely done. The latest study shows that as of June 2016 is when this story and when this article came out. June 2016, June of last year. Every shooting since 2004 up to June of 2016, there were 48 shootings. And by the way, they go back to 2004 when they repealed the assault weapon ban of 1994. There were 48 shootings. Out of the 48, 13 of them had semi-automatic and automatic rifles. 13 of them. Now, if you'd listen to the media, if you'd listen to left-wing pundits, if you'd listen to the left-wing progressives, you would hear that every one of the mass shootings had an assault rifle. They were carrying these big automatic and semi-automatic rifles. They were carrying these big weapons of war. They were carrying these big military-style guns, and they were slaughtering people left and right. When, in fact, only 13 out of the 48 shootings from 2004 to 2016 actually used those big, evil, terrible guns, which is only, by the way, 27%. I'm not very good with numbers, but I'm pretty sure that 27% is not a very big margin and that people are using other types of weapons. Other types of weapons, which if you want to use those other type of weapons, oh, sure, what are we going to do? Well, we need to start banning those, right? We got to start banning all the weapons so that way we can have not these anymore, because then the guns will go away for sure and no one will get their hands on them whatsoever. I tell you what, in the political realm today, when we see immigration running rampant and the people on the borders, and I'm not just talking about the south border, I'm talking about the west border and the west coast when people are being shipped in by boat. I'm talking about in Florida when people are coming up by boat. I'm talking about when people try and sneak into the country when they're not supposed to be sneaking in, when there's cartels sneaking in with guns and drugs, when there's people being snuck in for prostitution and for child labor or for slavery or for whatever else they're being used for. When that's happening, you would think that the people in those, specifically in those areas, but even when they get entrenched into the rest of the country, Wichita and Kansas isn't even near the border. And guess what? We have issues like that all the time. We were just in the national news a couple weeks ago for this, something like that. Yeah, go figure, right? It's all over the country. We hear stories about it in Ohio. We hear stories about it in Florida. We hear stories about it in Utah and in Washington and in Montana and Minnesota. We hear about it everywhere. You'd think that the people of the country, the citizens, the real citizens, the ones that actually live in the communities, want to find a way to protect themselves. I know you do. That's why you're listening to a show like this, to figure out what you can do to actually protect yourself. You're trying to figure out ways that you can protect yourself, because the criminals are not going to abide by the laws. I'd like to end it with kind of the happy story that ties right into that, about the people not abiding by the laws, still somehow getting firearms. An individual, Ryan Pine, 24 years old, had an outstanding warrant, drug and alcohol abuse, and appeared to be involved in some type of incident. By the way, shot a firearm that he wasn't supposed to have in the first place, shot a firearm in his apartment. And what happened? Rather than suffering a fatal gunshot wound, a Redmond woman's evening TV watching Monday night was merely interrupted with a stray bullet that bounced off her head. After going through at least one exterior wall of the neighbor's home and then a fence, the 9mm bullet entered the woman's home, went through a picture frame, and in the words of the Redmond Police Department, bounced off her head at about 9:45 p.m. The bullet normally travels hundreds of feet per second, but this one had slowed significantly when it turned the survivor of the freak accident into the luckiest woman in the county. She had a knot on her head, according to the police lieutenant, Curtis Chambers, but it didn't bleed or puncture anything. It was like having a small rock thrown at you. The bullet came from the victim's neighbor, who fired the round inside his home. Ryan Pine was charged with the unlawful use of a weapon, two counts of reckless endangerment, and second-degree criminal mischief. Mm-hmm. Now, if we would have banned all firearms, both military-style weapons, which wouldn't have done anything in this case, to even handguns, to even BB guns, if you want to go that distance, would that have changed anything? With someone who actually had already charges on him for an outstanding warrant in drug and alcohol abuse and already had incidences that he'd already done before, do you think that it would have stopped him to say, well, you know what, I can't get a gun. I'm not going to go out and buy a gun now. I'm not going to go find a way to get a gun and then do drugs and fire it off in my apartment and have it shoot somebody that's one of my neighbors that's next to me in my apartment complex. Do you really think that would have happened? No. Nobody going to hear that on the media? Of course not. Someone fired off a weapon. It almost killed somebody, which means we need to get rid of that weapon and everybody else that has a weapon, so that way accidents like that don't happen. What do the Democrats say is that if there's laws that get rid of guns and the criminals will openly put down their weapons? I highly doubt that, right? Now we could get into the discussion of personal responsibility and trying to actually educate our youth, trying to educate individuals on how to properly use the firearm, which is why you have organizations like the USCCA. And you can go to their website again, USCCAonAir.com, and you can see some of the packages they have for protection. But I guarantee you that wouldn't have protected an individual like this. Why? Because he wasn't supposed to have it in the first place. Because of lack of personal responsibility. Because we have created a society that has actually encouraged the lack of personal responsibility. We forget the concept and mentality of cause and effect, of consequence to an action, of a reaction to an action. We forgot that mentality completely. Not everybody, mind you, but a lot of them have. That's when we start talking about the college campuses. Oh, what do we hear? Oh, they're too precious. We can't do that. They're naive. They're young. They can't be doing that. Well, first off, in many states, you have to be 21 in order to actually get a concealed carry or constitutional carry in order to own the firearm in the first place. Which means, guess what? You're not going to be the young 18-year-old that's rebelling from high school and rebelling from your parents and going off and doing the drunken fest, which happens. But you're not going to be carrying the gun and thinking, oh, sure, I'm just going to go drink a bunch of alcohol while I own a firearm, and I'm going to go shoot it off in the middle of the street. That's what they want you to think when they give you these scare texts. Again, the presentation to the general population, the PR movement, the campaign that's always on the trail trying to mislead you from the real information here. Because out of 27% of the shootings that's happened from between 2004 and 2016, only 27% of them, 13 out of the 48 mass shootings, had semi-automatic and automatic rifles. But yet they want to slowly chip away. Now, let's just say that if they continue to uphold a ban like this on assault weapons and assault rifles, then guess what? They're going to say, it's not good enough. Look, the crime's still happening. They're getting it somewhere. We need to penalize the manufacturers, which they've tried to do. We need to ban the weapons. We need to do that, which they've tried to do. We need to limit the amount of bullets you can have in your magazine, which they've tried to do. We need to just ban them altogether, which they've tried to do. And it's not going to work. This is a good story here because thankfully no one got injured. Thankfully we captured a guy who actually illegally discharged the firearm when he wasn't supposed to. And it just brings to the conclusion that when we own the firearms, we are responsible because we actually know what's in our hands for the most part, except for the ones that have the sole intent, purpose to do harm. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll be back again tomorrow as he's off one more day. He'll be back on Sunday. It's great to be with you. Thanks again for having me on the show. Let's see you tomorrow, my friends. Have a great evening, everybody.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.